This is WRAL News, your number one source for local news.
Now on WRAL, vaccination clinics are ramping up in many parts of the viewing area where people are getting their shots this morning, some by appointment and some by just showing up. A private school is reverting to remote learning today. We'll tell you what prompted the sudden move. And people across the country are scrambling to buy tickets for that huge jackpot drawing tonight. I'm going to try to get my tickets later today. Hello, everyone. Happy Friday. Great to have you with us. A lot to tell you about this morning. But first, let's get a check of the weather with meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner to see how our day is shaping up.
That's right. We've got a plan for our weekend, too. Here's a look at Wake Forest. Everything is nice and quiet this morning. When we wake up, or you're awake, obviously, when the sun comes up, you're going to see a little bit of cloud cover out there for us this morning. A few sprinkles down south. But for the most part, it'll be a nice, dry, and quiet morning. Our temperatures are on the mild side for sure. You don't have to worry about scraping frost off your windshields this morning. 41 in Roxboro, 35 South Hill, 40 in Goldsboro, 43 in Fayetteville, and 42 degrees over in Southern Pines. We take a look at Futurecast, and as we kick things off, you can see the cloud cover mainly down south. So from the Triangle area northward, we'll see sunshine this morning, and then down south, we're going to see more cloud cover. Those clouds will slip out of here by the afternoon. It's really going to be a nice afternoon. Our temperatures will be mid-50s to around 60, and then we're going to see some colder air spilling in behind this front. Now, the front's already down to our south. And of course, that's going to help to bring us some colder air. But look at this. We're going to start off in the 30s. We'll end up in the low 50s at lunchtime and climb to almost 60 for the high this afternoon. I'm going to show you just how much colder it will be for the weekend coming up.
Thanks, Elizabeth. North Carolina saw an uptick in COVID-19 cases. We will get another update, of course, today around noon. However, more than 7,100 cases were reported yesterday. It's the highest it's been all week. More than 6% of North Carolinians have been diagnosed with coronavirus. We also recorded 139 more deaths. That's the most in a single day since January 10th. The number of hospitalizations has dropped, however. That's the lowest point since January 3rd. More than 3,600 people are being treated for the virus. Our statistics do seem to be trending in the right direction. When you look at the 7-day rolling average, the average number of new cases has dipped below 7,000 a day. Just a few weeks ago, that number was over 8,600.
There's another drive-through COVID-19 vaccination clinic today in Johnston County. It's at Johnston Community College. That's on College Road in Smithfield. It opens at 10 a.m. and will stay open until they run out of doses. Adults 65 and older are eligible. You should bring ID to verify that. Health workers will be providing doses of the Moderna vaccine. The vaccine clinic at Halifax Community College in Weldon continues today. This is video of the long line early yesterday morning, hours before the clinic opened. And you can expect more of the same today. The clinic runs from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. today and again tomorrow. Healthcare workers and anyone 65 years old or older are eligible. There's another vaccination clinic for eligible people at Crown Expo Center in Fayetteville. Appointment slots are 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. and 11 to 1 p.m. After that, it's first come, first served until 4 p.m. There's also a special clinic tomorrow from 9 to 4.
We know you have more questions about vaccinations because this process can be so overwhelming. And we've made it easy for you to navigate on WRL.com and on our news app. There you will find a list of vaccination sites county by county. You will see registration information and eligibility requirements. Wake County confirmed an outbreak of COVID-19 at an assisted living center. This is the first outbreak for Phoenix Assisted Care on West High Street in Cary. Officials haven't told us the exact number of residents or staff members who have tested positive.
A private school is going remote starting today. Cardinal Gibbons sent a letter to families yesterday evening. It reads in part, the Wake County Department of Health has recommended that we move to remote learning for a 2-week period beginning tomorrow, January 22nd. We've been in consultation with the diocese and the COVID task force who agree with this assessment. All in-person school events will be canceled beginning January 22nd, except for the cross-country state race today and the volleyball state championship on Saturday. Going back to the classroom is on pause in Nash County. The Board of Education voted to extend remote learning until at least March 22nd. Board members say this is because of the high numbers of COVID cases and because teachers have not had the chance to be vaccinated just yet.
Durham police have been investigating an overnight shooting that happened on Thornwood Drive. WRL's Brett Neese is in the breaking news tracker with information from that scene. Brett.
Hey, Jeff, this is the Stone Hill subdivision community here on the east side of Durham. And this house behind me, two of those bullets in this shooting actually hit the side of the house. I want to show you a video of that first. Take a look at your screen. You'll see a kind of a wider shot of the house. And then you're going to see these two bullet holes right there in the siding of the home. The shooting actually happened up the street, though, about a block up the street on Thornwood Drive. You're going to see multiple evidence markers in the middle of the roadway there. I counted at least 9 evidence markers there next to bullet casings. Please tell me a man was hurt when he was grazed by a shot. He was taken to the hospital, but will be okay. We're going to find out if police know who the shooter is. Live in Durham, Brett Neese, WRL News.
Today, President Biden is addressing a topic on everyone's minds, whether there's a pandemic or not. It's the economy. Then the president will deliver remarks on his administration's response to the economic crisis and sign orders in the state dining room. Vice President Kamala Harris will also attend. Yesterday, President Biden signed a burst of executive orders related to the war on COVID-19. Biden promised to reduce infections and lift the siege it had endured for nearly a year.
After seeking sanctuary in a Durham church for more than 3.5 years to avoid deportation, Jose Chicas will go home to Raleigh today. We've been following his story since 2017 when he moved into the sanctuary. This newfound freedom comes after the Biden administration announced it is pausing some deportations for 100 days while they review immigration policies. A judge ordered Chicas's deportation to El Salvador. Chicas believes that was linked to domestic violence charges from more than 30 years ago. He says he looks forward to being back with his wife and 4 children and his congregation. He's a pastor at a church in Raleigh. After the 100-day pause on deportations, Chicas says he's confident the Biden administration will put fair immigration policies in place.
Well, we've been watching these numbers go up and up. $970 million. Now the estimated jackpot for tonight's Mega Millions drawing. That jackpot is now the largest, one of the largest, I should say, in U.S. history. Be sure you watch the drawing tonight at 11 on WRL. It is just before our 11 o'clock news. We've seen them, Renee, go up, up, and one of them went away, but this one's sticking around.
Fingers crossed. There's still hope out there.
And we're in it. I love it. There's a family dispute over that notorious Nazi flag in northern Wake County.
You have left your family and your tenants over here to deal with this, and it's not fair.
Coming up, relatives of the property owner are speaking out.
Also ahead, the sad news that has an iconic country music superstar in mourning.
Like WRAL and get major news updates on Facebook. The most experienced team of meteorologists. This is WRAL Weather.
It is 4:40, and taking a look at Chapel Hill, everything looks nice and quiet. We are waking up to a little bit of cloud cover this morning, but those clouds will slide southward as we get through the afternoon, and it's really going to be a nice Friday. As a matter of fact, today versus Saturday and Sunday would be the day to get outside if you really were itching to be out. Our temperatures this morning are above freezing pretty much everywhere. It's 39 right now in Roanoke Rapids, 43 degrees in Fayetteville, 42 Rocky Mount, 42 degrees in Wilson. So walking the dog this morning, it's coat weather, obviously, but you know, it's not in the 20s, which it will be over the weekend. So not so chilly, but we are looking at mainly cloudy skies this morning. We clear this afternoon, and if it's your turn to walk the dog this evening, it'll feel pretty pleasant with temperatures close to 50.
Family members say they are outraged after a relative hung a Nazi flag in northern Wake County. This is an update to a story we've been following over the past few days. Someone used black paint yesterday to cover the swastika hanging on a tree under a Biden-Harris campaign poster on Old Falls of Neuse Road. Two men later shredded the flag and took it down. The property is owned by David Scott Young, and Young's own family members who live across the street expressed their disappointment with a poster that read, "White supremacists not welcome here."
You have left your family and your tenants over here to deal with this, and it's not fair.
This is not what they are about. Like, the Young family are caring, great people, and they do not support anything that he does on that side of the road.
Well, the Jewish Community Relations Council called the display repugnant and highly inappropriate. We've called David Young more than 10 times, still waiting for a response from him.
A man is in the hospital after he was shot at a mall parking lot. This happened at Cross Creek Mall in Fayetteville. Police were told someone was shot inside a vehicle around noontime yesterday. Police found the victim inside a silver gray Cadillac Escalade. That person was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. Police are still looking for the shooter.
A beloved American entertainer is in mourning right now. Dolly Parton's brother, Randy Parton, has died. Coming up, how she's remembering him and how he was briefly connected to Halifax County. Plus, Dr. Anthony Fauci has a busy day today, what he'll be doing and what he's describing as a liberated feeling.
Good morning, Ken Smith here in the Live Center. Today marks 6 months until the Summer Olympic Games in Tokyo, Japan. Of course, those games are scheduled to start July 23rd, 2021. But there are published reports this morning, according to sources, that Japanese officials are close to pulling the plug on this year's Olympic Games and possibly aim at bidding for the 2032 Games. Now, despite that report, Japan's Prime Minister came out this morning and vowed that the Games will be played this summer in Tokyo. Of course, it was canceled because of the pandemic last summer. We're still in the midst of a pandemic this summer as well. Well, if the games are canceled, it will be the first cancellation of any Olympics that had nothing to do with a world war.
Ken, thanks. Dolly Parton shared the news that her brother Randy has died. He was battling cancer. Randy Parton managed and performed at the Roanoke Rapids Theater, which once bore his name. The city cut ties with Parton in 2008 after accusations of mismanagement and low attendance and revenue. Randy Parton continued his music career after leaving Roanoke Rapids. His final recording appears on Dolly's Christmas album, released last year.
President Biden wasted no time vowing to improve vaccination efforts nationwide.
We'll move heaven and earth to get more people vaccinated for free and create more places for them to get vaccinated.
The president said he'll use the Defense Production Act to help administer 100 million shots. That's enough to cover 50 million Americans with vaccines that require two doses. That's in his first 100 days, he plans. Biden also promised to let scientists lead the way in his administration. Dr. Anthony Fauci is one of those scientists, and he talked about new virus variants at a White House briefing.
Bottom line, we're paying very close attention to it. There are alternative plans if we ever have to modify the vaccine. But right now, from the reports we have, literally as of today, it appears that the vaccines will still be effective against them.
Dr. Fauci called it liberating to be backed by a science-friendly administration that has embraced his recommendations to battle COVID-19. Fauci will participate in a virtual panel today to discuss why minority communities need to be a part of the vaccine research. He'll also discuss equitable vaccine distribution this afternoon at the U.S. Conference of Mayors winter meeting.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi could send the impeachment article against President Trump to the Senate as early as today. However, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell wants to delay the impeachment trial to give both sides more time to prepare. That was the Republican leader's proposal to newly sworn in Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, asking for proceedings to begin next month. Schumer could be open to the proposal, giving him more time to confirm President Biden's cabinet nominees. One of the lawyers who will represent former President Trump in his impeachment trial will be South Carolina attorney Butch Bowers. That's according to a tweet from a top Trump advisor. Bowers has represented elected officials and political candidates in South Carolina on governmental and election law matters. The rest of Trump's defense team is expected to be announced soon.
Seven Senate Democrats formally filed an ethics complaint against two GOP senators over the pair's efforts to overturn the presidential election results and its connection with the deadly U.S. Capitol riot. The group is calling for an investigation to determine whether Senators Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley's objections to the Electoral College votes on January 6th and comments leading up to that day may have contributed to inciting the violence. They also want the Ethics Committee to look into whether Cruz and Hawley coordinated with the organizers of the rally turned riot. Both senators have denied wrongdoing. Senator Hawley is calling the request abuse of the Senate ethics process and partisan revenge.
The Senate Finance Committee will consider the nomination of Janet Yellen to be Secretary of the Treasury today. Yellen could be confirmed by the full Senate later today. She urged lawmakers on Tuesday to act big on coronavirus relief spending, arguing that the economic benefits far outweigh the risks of a higher debt burden. Committee members had until Wednesday evening to submit additional questions related to Yellen's confirmation hearing. That put pressure on her to respond and on the Senate to act before lawmakers head home for the weekend.
The head of the World Health Organization is cheering the announcement that the U.S. will remain part of the health body. During his administration, President Trump halted funding for the U.N. health agency. That stripped the organization of cash from the country that has long been its biggest donor. The U.S. had also pulled back staff from the organization. President Biden vowed to resume regular engagement with the WHO.
Temperatures are chilly out there, but they're going to feel warm compared to our morning temperatures heading into the weekend. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner looks at the plunge.
That's right. Take a look at Clinton here, looking beautiful this morning, especially in our southern counties. Like Clinton, you're going to wake up to some cloud cover. If you're up near the Virginia line, you may wake up to a little bit of sunshine. We have a front that's down to the south, down into South Carolina, that will continue to pull away from us today. And that is going to eventually, by tomorrow, open the door to some much colder temperatures. So some cloud cover this morning, especially from the Triangle area south, and then more sunshine this afternoon. It is going to be a chilly weekend, especially in the morning. Some folks on Sunday morning may see temperatures in the low 20s, looking at mid-20s in some spots too. And then widespread rain returns on Monday, and that's going to be a pretty big soaker for us. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll talk about how much rain we'll see for Monday. This is a look at what's happening right now. Just a little bit of light precipitation just to the south of our viewing area. You can see a good bit of cloud cover out there for us this morning too. So that will continue to slide southward as we head through the day. Here's a look at our forecast as we go through. Starting at about 10 a.m., you can see this rain to our south and our front that's down to the south as well. That front continues to slip southward as we head through the day, and you can see as we get through the evening, those clouds clear and move off to the south as that front moves along with it. This high pressure system builds in, and that's going to pump in some colder air for the weekend. High pressure systems have winds that rotate clockwise, so with a high in this position, we are directly in the flow coming out of Canada, so that's why it's going to feel so much colder for us over the weekend. That will continue all the way through Saturday and Sunday. It is going to bring us lots of sunshine, but it's just going to be on the chilly side. So today actually probably ends up being the nicer day. Even with a little bit more cloud cover, it stays a bit warmer. Take a look at the morning. Tomorrow morning, if you're one of those folks who is out early for your morning run, exercise, walking the dog, it's going to feel chilly. 25 in Roxborough, 28 in Durham, 31 in Fayetteville and Clinton. And then Sunday morning, an even bigger drop. Look at that. 24 Raleigh, 23 Durham, 22 in South Hill, 25 in Fayetteville, 23 degrees in Southern Pine. So a very chilly start for us on Sunday morning. But the afternoons will look fine. 47 on Saturday, 49 on Sunday. We'll see increasing clouds on Sunday with a chance of showers late on Sunday. We take a look at Monday. Monday is going to be, of course, the day, the big day for rain. We'll see that tapering off on Tuesday. And again, coming up in about half an hour, we'll walk through Monday and talk about how much rain we may see. It's going to be fairly significant. To 58 today, and then we drop it almost 10 degrees as we get into the weekend. Monday and Tuesday will be on the cooler, on the warmer side. And then it's chilly again on Wednesday and Thursday. Coming up in half an hour, we're going to talk a little bit about Thursday's system, too.
Elizabeth, thanks. Disappointing news for people in Mount Olive.
Popular summer festivals are no-go this year because of the pandemic. Coming up, what organizers are planning so that it's not a total loss?
Also ahead, take a look at this. Think you could get your ball out of this situation on the golf course? Wait until you see what Wake Forest Akshay Bhatia did.